Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. When it comes to the course of our lives, there is a lot that remains outside of our control. We don't know what obstacles we'll encounter or how certain plans will take shape, but in these moments of uncertainty, we can always stay in the posture of learning. We can remain open to the possibility that every day there is wisdom for us to encounter. There is room for us to breathe and find calm in daily life. So as you get ready to start your day, here are some places that you might encounter opportunities to find calm and gather wisdom today. Number one, waiting in line. Maybe you are waiting in a line or in a queue that is taking longer than expected. Yes, there are things to do and places to be, but what if, instead of feeling frustrated and rushed, we allowed ourselves to practice patience? What if we found gratitude for the moments of stillness and allowed ourselves to find joy in existing in them? Number two, having difficult conversations. Perhaps there is a conversation you've been dreading having, but it is one you cannot postpone any longer. There are so many reasons why we may want to avoid that conversation, but what might it teach us about empathy, about resilience, about the importance of communicating effectively with other people, about saying what needs to be said, and then finally, you can let go. You can start to practice peace with moving on from that moment. The wisdom we gather from moments like this might not always come in complete sentences, and it may not always come easily, but perhaps just learning how to breathe through those difficult moments is enough to make us feel more connected, not only to the people around us, but connected to our breath. Suddenly, in that moment, we are reminded of the importance of taking deep breaths. We are reminded of the importance of practicing letting go. Number three, paying attention to our bodies. Sometimes gathering wisdom looks like paying attention to our bodies and listening to what they are telling us about how we're doing. What if we allowed ourselves to rest when we're tired instead of waiting until we're exhausted? What if we allow ourselves to eat well when we are hungry instead of worrying about how it's going to relate to what we end up wearing later on? What if we gave ourselves permission to move or stretch or work outdoors because it will help us stay in a rhythm of the day? When we listen to our bodies, when we practice gratitude for all that they do for us, we are learning about kindness, mindfulness, and respect. Number four, paying attention to our emotions. On days where we are needing to check in with ourselves, gathering wisdom can mean paying attention to how we're feeling. When we're feeling noticeably joyful or peaceful or even angry or upset, we are allowed to ask ourselves where those emotions are coming from. We don't have to have all of the answers, but oftentimes, even asking the question can bring us to a better understanding of who we are. By treating our own feelings with the same kind of empathy and consideration as we would offer to a loved one, we can become more mindful in our reactions to others. Sometimes we carry around emotions for hours, days, weeks, months, and even years without knowing why. We gather wisdom and knowledge by paying attention to what's going on inside and out. There's so many questions you might not have answers to, but it doesn't have to stop you from finding calm and leaning into wisdom right here where you are. Allow yourself to listen. Pay attention to what's around you and what's going on the inside. Take in all of life's lessons one day at a time and trust that it's okay if you can't make sense of it all right away. Some thoughts might remain unfinished as you continue to work through them. Some prayers might remain unanswered even if you don't know why. By finding calm and gathering wisdom in the moments of waiting, you are learning to prepare yourself to appreciate the answers when they come and learn how to breathe through every moment in the meantime. No matter what remains unknown, there is so much more to learn right here. Slow down, look around. Life's lessons are all around us if we continue to be open to them. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. How can you find moments to gather wisdom today? Thank you so much for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.